there are studies that say eating too much salt is bad for your health. But did you know too much salt is also bad for fertile land? A study published in the UN journal Natural Resources Forum says nearly 5,000 acres of fertile land are lost each year due to damage caused by salt. And this could threaten the world's food supply in the future. BBC science reporter Melissa Hogenboom is following the story and joins us from London. And Melissa, why is salt so damaging to fertile land?
Well, you've got to think about it this way. Salt damage is quite a gradual process. So when farmers irrigate, even though it's fresh water, all water has some salt. So over many, many years, sometimes hundreds of years, the damage accumulates. And it's in areas where the land is very dry. There's no natural rainfall. And it's in areas where there isn't any drainage. So because the salt damages the land, if you don't have natural drainage, then there's nowhere for the salt to go. So it accumulates in the root zone. And this affects the soil properties and therefore reduces the productivity of the crops. So if you want to grow a crop like wheat or cotton, which both crops are massively important for all food security, it will grow with some salt, but that salt needs to be managed. If nothing is done, the salt will just continue to build up and eventually damage the area of land. And after a while, it becomes unmanageable. You won't be able to grow things there anymore.
But you're saying in areas where there is plenty of rainwater, this is not a problem.
Exactly, but we can't rely on rainwater. Farmers don't tend to do that because that's a risky thing. So even in the UK, there is a lot of rain, but it's not always ideal to grow food because it's not the ideal temperature. So irrigation's a system that's been practiced for, you know, centuries, and it's a way of making sure you can control the levels of water the land gets.
So where is this a real problem right now? Is it happening all over the world, or are there certain areas that are really in trouble?
Well, it is happening in areas all around the world in about 75 countries, both in developing countries and also in the States and Australia. But Australia have managed quite a good system of getting rid of it. So it's in developing countries that it's a real issue. And we're talking places like Pakistan, the Indus Basin there, the Yellow River Basin in China, in Syria and Iraq as well. And also with you guys in Colorado's River Basin, where the economic impact of salt damage there is $750 million per year.
Can any steps be taken to stop this?
That's the promising thing here. You can. First and foremost, you need to know that if there is irrigation, there needs to be a way to manage the salt. And the crucial thing is to have a drainage system in place, whether it's groundwater or deep water, that can carry away the salt. So unless we do that, there will be a state where the salt continues to degrade the earth. And another thing you could do is plant more trees, plow and dig for increasing drains and ditches. And also, I quite like this idea. Apparently, there are some crops that you can grow which are salt tolerant. So there's a farmer in the Netherlands that's recently shown that he can grow potatoes which were irrigated with salt water, and they're very successful. I think he said he already has a yield of about 50 billion tons of potatoes, and that crops like this could reduce pressure on fresh water.
So what's the long-term effect if this isn't stopped or at least stalled?
Well, we've got to remember that irrigated land is fundamental for our food security. The figures are astounding. I think 40% of all food is produced in irrigated land. And if you think about the growing population, by 2050, there's going to be an estimated 9 billion people on the planet. And because this irrigated land, where it's most affected, produces so much of our food, if we don't stop the damage, then there won't be any more land to grow food on. And the authors also estimate that we'll need to produce about 70% more food by 2020. So if we're losing so much land due to salt, that's going to be really, really tough to achieve.
BBC science reporter Melissa Hogenboom talking to us about this new study on salt and what it's doing to fertile land around the world. We've got more details at hereandnow.org. Melissa, thank you.
Thanks very much. No problem.